試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第2回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
ナンバーワン。
Have you cleaned the fish tank recently, Heather? It looks like it hasn't been cleaned for a long time.
Sorry, Dad. I haven't had time to do it.
Well, make sure you find time. Fish are living things and need to be taken care of.
I know. They're my pets, so I'll do it tonight.
Question. What does Heather's father want Heather to do?
Number 2.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie. It's Dad. How's everything going in Korea?
Good. My job's going well, and everyone's really nice.
Great. By the way, what are you doing about food? Are you eating out a lot?
I often do. But recently, I've learned how to make some Korean dishes. I've been cooking my own food a couple of times a week.
Question. What is one thing the woman says about her life in Korea? Number 3.
Hello, Dolly speaking.
Hi, Dolly. It's Bob. Thanks for inviting me to your party last night. I had a great time, but I was wondering if I left my camera at your apartment. Have you seen it?
I don't think so, Bob. I've found a jacket, but nothing else.
Well, I guess I'll keep looking for it. I've already checked my house and car. Thanks anyway.
Question. What does the man ask the woman?
Number 4.
Hello, Henry Allen speaking.
Hello, Mr. Allen. This is Computer Plaza. We've checked your computer. It'll cost about $300 to repair it and replace the hard drive.
$300? That's a lot for an old computer. I think I'll just buy a new one instead.
Okay, we can recycle your old computer for free if you buy a new one here.
Question. What will Henry Allen probably do? Number 5.
Uncle Ed, thanks a lot for letting me stay at your house tonight.
No problem. I know how much more convenient it is to get to the airport from here.
Yeah, I love living in the countryside, but it's just so far to the airport. I'd have to get up really early in the morning.
Well, you're always welcome to stay here before trips.
Question. Why is the woman staying at her uncle's house tonight?
Number 6.
Honey, the dishes on this menu look delicious. What are you going to order?
I'm not sure. The steak with mushrooms looks good, but so does the vegetarian platter.
I've been thinking about getting both of those dishes too. Why don't we get one of each and split them with each other?
Great idea.
Question. What do the man and woman decide to do?
Number 7.
How was your trip to Rome, Grant?
It was fun. Oh, guess what? I'm going to be on TV there, in a commercial for a restaurant.
Really? How did that happen?
I was having lunch at the restaurant when they were making the commercial, so they filmed me too. I also got lunch for free.
Question. What happened to Grant in Rome?
Number 8.
Have you studied for today's test, Dave?
I have done everything I could. I hope I can do better than yesterday.
Yeah, the math test was too difficult for me. Whatever happens, today is the last day of the exam week.
That's true. Let's go get some ice cream to celebrate after the test this afternoon.
Question. What did the boy and girl do yesterday? Number 9.
Hi, Susano. I heard you were looking for an apartment. Have you found anything nice?
Hi, Ken. I'm having a hard time finding one that I like.
What are some conditions that you don't want to give up?
Well, I want it to be within walking distance of work, but I can't find one that's within my budget.
Question. What is the woman's problem? Number 10.
John, can you take a look at my computer? It won't connect to the internet.
Sure. Have you used the computer on another floor recently?
Yes, I had a meeting on the third floor, and it hasn't been working since I got back.
It looks like your computer is still trying to connect to another Wi-Fi access point. You should select the access point by hand.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 11.
I don't think I will ever go back to Pretty Curl's hair salon again. I am so disappointed.
What's wrong? Your new hair looks great.
I asked them to color my hair. It turned out to be much brighter than I expected.
Don't worry too much. I think the color suits you well.
Question. Why is the woman disappointed? Number 12.
Do you think we can arrive on time for the speech contest?
We might miss the first two people. We should arrive by Keita's turn.
I'm a bit worried that we might interrupt the speaker when we enter the room.
That's true. There should be someone outside the door to let us in at the right moment.
Question. What is the man worried about? Number 13.
That was an interesting movie.
I thought the ending was surprising. I was so shocked at how it turned out.
Out of the 5 movies that I have watched this year, this one comes close to the top. What about you?
I haven't seen any other movies this year yet, so this one would be my number 1 for now.
Question. What does the woman think about the movie? Number 14.
Hi, Mr. Ito. Can I ask you about the final class presentation?
Sure, Catherine. What about it?
You said that it would be a group project. So, if one of the members is absent on the day of the presentation, can the rest of the group receive a grade?
You will receive a grade, but the other members of the group must cover that person's part.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the final class presentation? Number 15.
Don, I'd like you to translate this Chinese document today. It's from our Beijing office.
Okay, Ms. Kent. Wow, this is long. I may have to work overtime to finish it. I still have to do the meeting preparation you asked me to do.
Well, I really need you to finish the translation by this evening, so I'll get someone else to help with the meeting preparation.
All right. Thanks.
Question. What does Ms. Kent decide Don should do?